Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And it's just you and me for at least one segment where we're having a little difficulty getting our connection worked out with Bill Dunkelberg, but I think he'll be here in a little bit. But in the meantime, one of the things I wanted to do was to give you a report on my trip to spend some time with the Independent Community Bankers this week. As you may remember, I was in Las Vegas at their convention, the ICBA, Independent Community Bankers of America. And that's the national group that your local independent bank, your local community bank, probably belongs to. It's the biggest one in the country. And it is strictly devoted to community banks. There's also the ABA, the American Banking Association. For me, with them, the ABA is a group that represents all banks, but also includes the big banks. But the ICBA is just community banks and them alone. And one of the things that happened while I was there, well, as you know, I'll back up just a little bit. As you well know, I have been very much concerned about community banks. Where there are a couple thousand fewer today than there were five years ago. There have been no new bank charters in the last 2 years. They're telling me that over the next 5 years or more, maybe a little bit more, that the currently 7,000, between 6,000 and 7,000 community banks will be reduced by another 2,000 due to consolidation and some failures. And now this is from a height of about 15,000 banks, say 25 years ago. So I believe that as community banks go, so goes American small businesses. I believe that we need a healthy and thriving and growing independent community bank sector. And when I see these kinds of numbers, it makes me concerned that when I know banks are being consolidated, when I know community banks are being absorbed and consolidated into larger banks, it makes me concerned that there's a corner out there on Main Street, there's an area of Main Street that could be served by an independent bank, by a community bank, but it's not being served. A small business may not be able to have access to a competitive community bank. And I'm concerned about that because I know that the future of the health of small business in America, it depends on relationship banking. And there's very little, if any, relationship banking when you go above the community bank level. And so there's all kind of reasons why. We know why some of the banks failed. We know why there's some consolidation. And that's a natural thing. That's just like living and dying, right? But what I'm concerned about is that the regulations that are coming down the pike right now that were designed to punish, basically, and to rein in the too big to fail guys, those regulations are disproportionately hurting community banks. And even though the ones who are currently in existence are handling it, so to speak, but not without expense, this is also creating an environment where nobody is going to want to start a new community bank. In the old days, if a community bank was consolidated and went out of business, somebody else would create another one. Happened all the time. That hasn't happened in more than 2 years. Folks, that's not a good scenario. We need to have an environment on Main Street where investors will want to create solid community banks. And that's not what we have right now. And so in the long term, over the next 20 years, If we don't get this fixed, I believe small businesses will suffer. It'll be something that will hurt small businesses. And that's the reason why I'm encouraging you to talk to your members of Congress and tell them to differentiate the regulations that big banks and small banks have to comply with. And I'm asking you, for your own sake, do business with a community bank. I believe that you'll be doing it. It'll be good for you and the transaction that you're dealing with right now and the banking relationship, but it'll also be good for your future. We need a strong community bank industry in America. Small businesses need that. 20 Till, right back with Bill Dunkelberg after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.